So now that we have had dinner, just once again allowing yourself to settle into being here. And please tell me if my voice is not clear. I've gotten rid of the headset because that was muffled, the sound was muffled. I want to make sure you can really hear me and understand it. Is it clear now? Is my voice clear now? Good, I'm glad. So let's just take a few moments to settle once again. How many of you are brand new to meditation practice? This is really your first exposure to it. Raise your hands. Anybody? Welcome. So it's no big deal. It's about paying attention. And you don't have to worry so much about what to pay attention to, because the most important part of it is the attending rather than what you are paying attention to. But there are some very convenient ways to refine our capacity to pay attention, and one of them is to get into closer touch with the sensations in the body. And among the sensations in the body are the breath sensations. And the breath is, of course, very convenient, because you can't leave home without it. It goes with us everywhere. So for now, just cultivating a certain kind of sense of intimacy with this breath as it comes into the body, and this breath as it leaves the body. And that's all. Just seeing if you can ride on the waves of your own breathing, as if you were surfing on the waves of your breath. And it's about the feeling of the breath. It's not about thinking. It's about the feeling of the sensations of the breath coming in and the sensations of the breath going out in the body, maybe in your belly, maybe in your chest, maybe at the nostrils. Doesn't really matter. But to stay with the awareness of the sensation as best you can. And for now, we'll all just ride on the waves of our own breathing. Moment by moment by moment, and breath by breath by breath. Now, just for fun, seeing if you can expand the field of your awareness to include a sense of your body as a whole sitting here breathing. And that would include your posture, the carriage of the body. And perhaps noticing that your awareness can, in fact, hold both the breath sensations and the entire universe of sensations that the body offers us. And it can do it effortlessly without any effort whatsoever. And seeing if you can sustain this awareness moment by moment by moment as we sit here. We don't have to strive, we don't have to force anything, we don't have to try to feel some special state or have some special experience. We're simply inviting ourselves to experience what we're already experiencing and what is already here. The body is here sitting, and the body is here breathing, and that is being held in awareness. That fact is being held in awareness as a direct moment-by-moment experience. And then again, just for fun, let's see if we can expand the field of awareness even further to include some other aspect of, another aspect of the present moment, and that is hearing. So we're continually bathing in the domain of sounds, of hearing. The air is continually carrying sounds to our ears. So can we allow ourselves to hear what's here to be heard as we sit here with full awareness of the body, sitting and breathing and now hearing. And perhaps noticing that our awareness can hold it all. And at the same time, there are thoughts moving through the mind, usually, and sometimes strong feelings, emotions. So can we allow the field of awareness to also include any thoughts and emotions that may be arising and lingering and dissolving? We don't have to go looking for thoughts or emotions, but if they come, they can be recognized in awareness. And we can feel comfortable just resting in awareness without any agenda other than to know, to recognize what is actually going on in the field of our direct experiencing. So if it's a sensation in the body, then that's known. If it's a breath sensation, that's known. If it's sound, that's known. And we don't have to actually run around looking for anything or registering anything, but just allow the field of awareness to hold it all, just the way the sky holds the sun and the moon and the stars and the clouds and the birds and just whatever is unfolding in the present moment is held in awareness effortlessly. And then we can take one further step and simply rest in awareness without looking for any object to pay attention to, but to just be open and spacious like the sky and allowing whatever comes to come and whatever comes goes to go. Whatever predominates in the field of our awareness in any given moment. And we simply rest in this, what some people call choiceless awareness, like an empty mirror simply reflecting whatever comes before it, whatever lingers, whatever dissolves. And we're not choosing to pay attention to one thing over another, but we simply letting it all unfold as it does, however it does. And we simply rest here fully awake, fully aware, even at the end of this long day. With all of the energy that it took to arrange to be here and then to get here. Still, in this very moment, we can simply settle into wakefulness and presence and stillness and silence. And hold the entirety of this moment in awareness, exactly as it is. And if at any moment it feels like it would help you to become more stable in your awareness to simply focus on the breath sensations in the body, then you're invited to simply return to using the object of the breath as a way to stabilize and strengthen your awareness. But at the same time, keeping in mind that the awareness itself is boundless and can hold anything and everything that arises in the field of experience. And throughout this little mini retreat, we will be cultivating that in a relatively systematic way, cultivating that capacity to hold whatever arises in awareness with kindness, with gentleness. And in a sense, allowing it to become our teacher. And to recognize that everything that happens within the field of our experience becomes the curriculum of our mindfulness practice. Anything and everything. And this is very easy to say, but not so easy to actually manage. So it takes a certain degree of intentionality and cultivation, and we call that cultivation meditation or meditation practice. But the real meditation isn't sitting here the way we're sitting here. The real meditation is how we live our lives from moment to moment to moment. And that too will be a major theme in this time that we have together. So in the remaining few moments of this formal sitting, simply dropping in on the breath sensations in the body, in your belly, at the nostrils, wherever those sensations are most vivid for you. And simply embracing them in awareness. And allowing yourself to be breathed so that you're not pushing the breath or pulling the breath or doing anything at all other than being aware of the body breathing. And when you're ready, taking a slow, deep, more intentional breath in, and just letting the breath go down into the pelvis and to rise up into the very tops of the lungs behind the collarbones, and then just holding the breath in when you can't take any more breath in, and cradling it gently in the whole of your torso. And then when you're ready, just letting it wash out. And if your eyes have been closed, then allowing your eyes to open. while you maintain this seamless continuity of awareness. So that just because our eyes are open and we've let the breath wash out, doesn't mean that this isn't an equally valid moment in which to be present, in which to be aware. And even with our eyes open, we're still breathing. Then we can inhabit the body in this way. So I'd like to just now formally welcome you back invite you to just relax any way that you can. I want to just say a few words, and then most of the evening we'll be hearing from you. So the first thing to say is, although this retreat will be very brief, it will be a retreat, and that means certain things. One of the things that it means is that it's an incredible opportunity to cultivate this continuity of mindfulness practice right through the whole time that we're here together. So you might think conventionally that when we're doing this, this is the real thing, and then when we're walking outside or eating or whatever else, that's like not the real work, that's time for a break or whatever. What it means to be on retreat is that there are no breaks. That every moment is part of the curriculum. And so seeing if you can't treat these next 2 days in that kind of a way, because as I said earlier, they will be over very, very quickly. And if you are not paying attention, there's a way in which the whole retreat could go by and you will have missed it. So it's really important to stay in the present moment and to listen very, very deeply to what's unfolding within yourself, and when we are in dialogue or conversation, what's unfolding with other people. And even when you're going to the bathroom, that doesn't have to be a break. That it's all your life unfolding. There are no breaks in our life. Our life is a seamless continuity, and so we'll treat the retreat that way as well. And that means, as I said, when we're keeping silent, to really keep silent 120%. And to be aware of all your impulses to open your mouth and to break the silence or to annoy yourself or annoy somebody else, and to refrain from doing that. There's a certain kind of discipline that's involved in the cultivation of mindfulness. It doesn't have to be an onerous discipline, but it is really valuable to do this in a very gentle and very loving way, but also with a certain kind of determination, a certain kind of strong intentionality to be as present as possible, and to be as open-hearted and spacious as possible with yourself. And not get lost in thought endlessly and then want to sort of distribute that thought to everybody else. You can notice that that's an impulse, but please try to keep it, you know, in some kind of reasonable bounds, even when we are talking. The work that this retreat will be, in some sense, unfolding are elements of what's called mindfulness-based stress reduction or mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. These practices and this way of being that has made its way over the years into the mainstream of medical practice and psychology and many other disciplines. And many of you do this kind of work already and have trained to one degree or another, or have sat many, many retreats in the Vipassana tradition or in the Dzogchen or Tibetan tradition or in the Zen tradition. And these vehicles of MBSR and MBCT and other vehicles are actually meant to be able to bring the wisdom of ancient meditative traditions into the mainstream without a lot of extraneous baggage that could be both confusing or alienating to people who might benefit the most from these kinds of practices. And so there's a certain kind of artistry to the work itself, and to delivering it, if you will, to other people. My aim here, this is not a training program in MBSR or in MBCT. It is meant to be a taste, but a deep taste. And how deep is in some sense up to you, because the richness of these practices is infinite. And so the more we give ourselves over to them, the more, in fact, they live inside of us in ways that can be astonishing, it can be profoundly healing, that can be profoundly illuminating, and that really have to do with all of us, in some sense, being more authentically who we truly are, rather than very often getting caught in a certain kind of narrative in our heads, and then in some sense, getting stuck in the narrative. So I'd like to now just invite you to stand up for a moment and stretch, because we're going to have another short sitting. But before we do that, maybe we should just mindfully just stretch the body and allowing ourselves to just get comfortable standing. And again, you can do that with full awareness. So just feeling the body standing here and allowing it to stretch or move in any way that you like. We'll do more of this later. I will guide you through many things. Just so that you could sit for another period of time without too much difficulty. So taking your seat once again when you are ready to, with full awareness and intentionality. So let's once again establish ourselves in a posture, even at this late hour, in a posture that embodies wakefulness and dignity. And when you're ready, once again closing your eyes. Is my voice still clear at the back? Can you distinguish everything I'm saying? If at any point it's not, just let me know, okay? Wave your hand or shout out louder or clearer or whatever it is. I really want you to let me know if you can't hear or understand. And let's drop back in on the breath and just feel the breath moving in the body for a moment. And a sense of the body as a whole, sitting here breathing. Now, when you're ready, if you feel like it, I'd like to invite you to imagine in your mind's eye, or visualize in your mind's eye, a well, a deep well tapping into a subterranean source of water. And wells, of course, have different shapes. Some old-fashioned wells have a kind of stone wall around them and maybe a little roof on top of them or whatever, and a bucket to lower to get the water. You decide what kind of a well you want to invoke, and seeing if you can allow it to become really vivid in your imagination or in your mind's eye. Maybe it's a well that you know and have visited, or maybe it's an imaginary well or a well from a fairy tale, a storybook. And I'd like to invite you to picture yourself sitting by the well. And then at a certain moment, reaching over and picking up a pebble or a small stone that's on the ground near the well. And then allowing the stone to take the form of a question. And the question is, what brings me to this retreat at this particular point in my life? Why am I really here? Given that it took a lot of effort to come. And let's take this little stone or pebble in the form of that question and hold it over the opening of the well in our mind's eye. And then when you're ready, releasing the pebble and listening very, very carefully as it drops into the well, listening for the first splash as it hits the surface of the water, and then following it as it descends deeper and deeper below the surface, down and even further down into the depths of the wellspring, if you will, of your own heart, until it comes to rest gently on the bottom. What brings me here to this retreat at this juncture in my life? And just listening to whatever arises within the well. And that an initial splash of contact to whatever else might arise as we rest in the wellspring of our own heart, just listening with open-hearted spaciousness and interest to whatever arises. And when you're ready, let's take a slow, deep, more intentional breath in. And just allowing it to fill the entirety of the torso from the pelvis on up to the top of the lungs. And once again, allowing it to wash out.